Hello and welcome. today I'm talking about SUSE Package Hub. So who of you already know what SUSE Package Hub is or is using SUSE Package Hub? So probably more than the half of the people here. So I'm just explaining what Package Hub is. I will be a little bit shorter than usual. But to give you also a background how Package Hub basically evolved and what was the reason SUSE created Package Hub. So if you imagine, basically, this was the situation or the reason Package Hub was created, because back in time it was around SLES 12. SLES comes with a lot of packages, supported packages, but there are still some packages missing for some customers. So we received some requests from customers adding more packages, even without support. So they can just use it and for any convenience. So another reason was also that we received some requests from customers. It's very hard to find official packages for SLES, besides the packages that are coming on SLES. So if you, this is an old screenshot, so it looks different today. So if you search packages on softwareopensuse.org or in the OBS, in the Open Build Service, you will find many projects. For example, this is if you search for TMUX, you find several projects where you find packages for not only for Leap, but also for SLES 12, 15, and so on. So you can just use those packages, but in an enterprise environment and for the customers, it's very it's sometimes very difficult to just use packages that comes from somewhere, some source that they basically don't really trust. And you never know if a project is going down or if going to be deleted, and then you're sitting with your version of the package. So that's why we created Package Hub. It's basically another project in the Open Build Service that hosts the packages that comes with Leap. And it's easier to access. So the easiest way for the customers is always to use one source of truth. So it's basically the Yast. Yast and the SUSE Customer Center is basically the door to additional modules, extensions, and additional software. So that's the few SLES customers have. So we had to put this project into the SUSE Customer Center, basically. So that's available through Yast on an easy way. So talking about packages, it all started with just a few packages. So that means we received, for example, requests from customers. They wanted to have the KDE Plasma 5 packages in there. So this is SLES 12 around that time. So the number of packages are not really that accurate, but just to give an idea where we started. So this is basically SLES 12 around the number of packages, 2,500, can be plus minus some hundreds, that a customer gets when he installs SLES. Compared to OpenSUSE Leap at that time, a few more packages available for free. And of course, Factory is way ahead, above 10,000 packages. I'm talking about source packages, because binary packages are, the number is a lot higher. So we started adding the KDE Plasma 5 packages, which were like around 400 packages or something like that, and some more packages. And that's basically what Package Hub was in the past, during around SLE 12 timeframe. OBS, I think this is, you all are familiar with the OBS, so I will just go through it very quickly. So this was the only option for us to use because SLES itself was basically built on in the build system. So we just used it, created additional project. But for customers, as I said, it's not that easy to use if you're a developer or a packager. It's yeah, it's basically your source of truth. There's a lot of confusion about package hub or backports. Who of you knows the difference? One guy. So that's why I'm explaining it here, because you always have to think that from a customer perspective, it's basically on the right side. So as I mentioned, the view is through YAST or the SUSE Customer Center. So there we named it package hub. But the project itself is hosted in the Open Build Service. And back in time, the project wasn't named package hub. It was just named backports because the packages were backported from the leap version. So that's, yeah, you need to understand that when you're talking about the backports, that's the project inside the OBS. And when you're talking about package hub, it's basically the view, the SUSE Customer Center view to the backports project. And of course, you can access the packages inside OBS directly. So that's also one option. It is quite hard to add a few more hundred packages with giving support. So SUSE has only also a limited number of employees. And so all packages are without support, basically. But the great thing about it is that every package that got built in the OBS for package hub is tested. Basically, they are running RPM lint checks to make sure the package doesn't conflict with any package that comes with SLI. So that means that no files are replaced or overwritten by that package. If that would happen, RPM lint just throws an error and just shows, hey, this package has a conflict with a package that comes with SLES. So this is a mechanism to make sure that every package on package hub doesn't conflict with any package on SLES. And it doesn't break the supportability. So if the customer has any problems with other packages on SLES, it doesn't break basically the support. It can be different if the customer installs just randomly packages from other sources. So the system would be then really hard to be supported by SUSE. Okay, what's the current status? So I already showed you like how it was from a package perspective, like the number of packages that we added to package hub back on during the SLES 12 timeframe. So today it looks quite different, because we have also, or we followed a different approach, because during SLES 12, we put all the packages that we put into package hub from factory. So every package has to go through factory. So probably some of you know the statement factory first, to make sure that the package get reviewed and then we could pull it in. With package hub for SLES 15, we are doing it slightly different, because we want to make sure that we align as much as possible with OpenSUSE Leap 15. So we are taking basically every package that doesn't conflict with the SLES package from Leap into package hub 15. So that's why basically the number of packages in Package Hub 15 is that high. And as you can see, it really gets almost is close to Leap 15. This is because it brings another nice side effect. Because with Leap 15, you are able to migrate from Leap to SLES. So that means with the bare minimum, I think, server installation from Leap, you are able to migrate it to a SLES system. With Package Hub enabled, you could even install more packages, like additional, like the KDE Plasma 5 environment, tools like Tmux or whatever you like. And then you can migrate it, and you have these tools, these packages, also available on the SLES system. So from a package level, these packages are also binary identical, because basically these are the same packages. They just got rebuilt for SLES on Package Hub. And that's the second thing we changed. So basically every new package has also goes through Leap then. That means that it gets then reviewed by the OpenSUSE Leap people, and then we can just pull it into Package Hub. And also the updates that are going to Leap, we are just pulling in to Package Hub 15. What we also did, this is something more internally, we also use for quick testing, we are using Kanku. I don't know if someone of you already know Kanku. So it's basically a continuous integration testing system. Let me put it that way, we want to use OpenQA as well, but OpenQA is a little bit more bigger in terms of, like, the framework is a little bit bigger. And Kanku is a little lightweight framework that you can just pull up a virtual machine and do some package testing and then just destroy it and then get your results. By the way, if you have any questions, just wave your hand anytime so I can answer them. So how to contribute? There are several ways you can contribute to Package Hub, because you don't need to be a package maintainer or a developer or someone, or basically you can contribute on server levels. So for example, if you're a developer, you just want to deploy or share your code, you can, as I already mentioned, make sure that you just create a package, get it into Leap, and then it can be also pushed to Package Hub, and then it get delivered to any SLES installation. And you can, as a developer, you can see it as a deployment channel, basically. So Package Hub helps you to distribute your software, but it has to be free software, so, or open source software. If you're a package maintainer, it's much more easier, because then you are probably already familiar with OBS. And then you can just, if your package is already in Leap, you can just submit it then also to Package Hub, and then you're good to go. If you're a customer using SLES, you have several options. Either you are also a developer or package maintainer, then you're good to go. But if you don't have the knowledge to add packages to Package Hub, you can also ask either the community, or you can ask us as well to assist you to find package maintainers or people who are willing to do packaging to get in the software into Package Hub you want to use. So, any questions? No questions. So, feel free to visit us at, I can just repeat. So the question was if a package from Package Hub basically damages the system, and if the customer then still gets support. So the question is yes and no. So the thing is, usually the support is able to identify the package and the cause. So if it's a package from Package Hub, then I'm sure we can help at least the support and the customer to get rid of the problem or to fix the package. So you have to look into the specific problem then. So just for the stream or for the record, Scott already mentioned that basically if there are problems with the package, we have to look into it to just make sure that we just either drop the package or just fix it. Okay. No more questions? Oh, there's one more. Good question. So the question is how and where you can request packages. So that's very deeply hidden because we don't want to. No, seriously. The thing is that we are also thinking of like having something on the website on packagehubsuse.com that you can vote, or you can just add missing packages you need basically. Currently it's not in place, so you can drop us an email at packagehub@suse.com. You can just ask us if it's in low-hanging fruit, let's call it that way. So an easy package that builds on SLES and doesn't has any big security concerns, then we can just add it. But if it's a package that has a huge dependency list and some security concerns, then we have to really talk about that and think about that. Because also usually the package maintainer should be involved in that process. Okay, no more questions. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of the day.